Hello, and welcome to the Anti-Fragile Tarot Podcast. This is your resident card slinger, Susanna, and today is my birthday. As promised, I'm doing a special birthday edition of my podcast. And I just wanted to say that one of the biggest gifts is when I have people who tell me that they enjoyed the podcast and listen to it. And yes, I do like when you order from my Etsy. I am having a 20% off sale until 1 week from today on my Etsy. But I like hearing that you're listening even more than that. So far, it's been a pretty good day. I have had off from my day job for a few days, and the store is almost all set up, although I do need to finish setting up my actual tarot space. And I am currently, besides recording this podcast episode, waiting to go to run a race with some friends of mine, because in addition to reading tarot, I also like to run long distances very slowly. So far, my birthday gifts have included a new mattress, because I have been sleeping on this one for a decade, and it was not a new mattress when I started sleeping on it. And one of my friends got me the Animal Spirit Oracle deck from Kim Kranz, the artist and author of the Wild Unknown deck, which, if you've gotten a reading from me in a festival setting, it's pretty likely I've had that deck on me. It's very, very popular. It's kind of funny, too, because my Wild Unknown deck and now my Animal Spirit deck are both gifts. They're both things I wouldn't have gotten for myself, but they're really beautiful. So thanks so much, Chris. And I also did a birthday reading for myself. I offer this one reading called the 12-spoked wheel reading. It's a lot of cards. I mean, it's 12. It's not that many, all things considered, but it's a fair amount, and it's a pretty exhaustive reading. Each spot corresponds to an astrological house. I know that the house system is not always the most agreed upon thing in astrology, but I happen to think it's very useful for this spread and for this kind of thing in general, just to kind of conceptualize different aspects of your life. And I posted the image of the cards on my Instagram if you want to go take a look, but I did the full breakdown on my Patreon. For any patron, even just $1 a month. $1 a month doesn't get you personalized readings, but it does get you a discount code on my Etsy, and you get access to all of my Patreon offerings. I recently lost a patron, so I've decided I gotta really double up on my Patreon efforts. So you're getting your full moon and new moon readings. You're getting getting other exclusives like my birthday reading. And that way you can see if you like that 12-spoked wheel reading for yourself. A free 12-spoked wheel reading is one of the perks of being a patron of mine, even for $5 a month. So yeah, that's my little birthday gift from me to you to me. Not quite sure exactly how that's working, but it's working. Birthdays are an interesting time. Much like Buffy Summers, I've had a rather hit-or-miss relationship with my birthday. Growing up, it was often pretty stressful. I didn't have the best of home lives, and sometimes my parents felt bad about not providing what they wanted to for me, but sometimes my mom just had a lot of trouble when the focus wasn't on her. So I actually wound up getting in the habit of getting other people gifts for my birthday. Maybe it's a little silly, but I get people gifts all the time, so I just enjoy doing it. That's not to say that I don't enjoy getting gifts as well. I also got a really sweet Harry Potter cauldron soup mug situation from my roommate. It's super cute. It has this little ceramic spoon. It's adorable. I definitely suspect I will be making little potions in it to drink. So thanks, Kat. But my birthdays for me have Much like a new year, it's a time to reflect on how far I've come. I guess something that's kind of come up in my cohort lately is a lot of us weren't so sure that we were going to make it to be bumping up on 30. I just turned 29, and I don't mind. I think a lot of my friends lately have been struggling on their birthdays because they feel like they haven't done what they wanted to do by this point in their lives. They envision everything being different and better and more than. And I mean, sure, if I really go down that road, yeah, there's things I would have liked to have accomplished by now, but I didn't. And I'm doing the best I can, and that's okay. So I'm not too down on myself. For myself on my birthday, and much like the new year, I also like to do certain things. So I like to have, if not a new outfit, an outfit that I enjoy wearing. I tried to find myself a new running shirt to do this race in, but I didn't find any that I liked. I was even willing to spend some cash on it, but I didn't find any. So I made sure that I have my favorite bike shorts, and even though I don't bike, and my running shirt ready. I also have fresh sheets on my bed, which is very nice. It's not the new mattress yet. That's coming Thursday. But I also have this really ridiculously expensive pillow, which seems very silly, but when we were trying out the beds in the bed store, the guy sold me on it. So hopefully that'll help with my insane neck stiffness and shoulder aches. But, it's doing all those little mundane things as well as magical things on times like your birthday that can help make it special. I like to have things clean where I can. I have people coming over after we do this 5 kilometer race, which is 3.1 miles for those who are not using the metric system. Not that I really use it for much other than work and running either, but so like everything's getting cleaned in my living room, and I just like to have things clean and neat if possible. Birthdays are a good time to set up some wards in your house. My next episode is actually going to be about cleansing and banishing and warding your house or your other personal items. So stay tuned for that. That will be up by August 1st. But birthdays are a good time to just kind of check in with yourself and do something nice for yourself. Again, this can be magical, this can be mundane, or a little bit of both, I have my birthday reading I did for myself, which was a doozy. Let me tell you, no new friends was kind of the gist of it. But also, I did all these little mundane things, and of course my friends and my husband have helped make it really nice. But a lot of it still comes down to setting things up for yourself to make them nice, 'cause we're not kids and our birthdays are what we make of them. I haven't really celebrated my birthday much the last couple of years, ever since my dad passed away. He used to come to my birthday parties and my husband's birthday parties, so it's been a little weird not having him around. Even though we weren't close for a long time, but still, he made this big effort and I appreciated it. But now, I don't know. I think I'm trying to get back into it because I love celebrating other people's birthdays. If I ever offer you a 12-spoked wheel spread for your birthday, consider that to be a big gift because it's a lot of work to do them. I was able to rush through mine also because I know myself very well. I don't need to really think about what this could apply to, because it's for me. But if I'm doing one for someone else, even someone whose situation I know well, I'm going to work really hard to make sure that it works. But yeah, this is kind of a short episode, as I knew it was going to be, because I don't have a whole lot to do with birthdays. I mean, yeah, there's all sorts of witchy things that you can do. And one thing I also really like to do for my birthday is to reach out to my friend Kaden, cosmic cartographer on Etsy, for birthday readings for my friends. They have been so well received. He's been working on my chart for a while. I should actually bug him about adding more to it. He's gotten pretty in depth with mine in ways that he might not for your average reading, but he is working on offering bigger, better astrological readings. He also does runes, so keep that in mind if you are looking for something new to treat yourself to for your birthday. And I don't know. It's an interesting thing. I'm not so reflective this year. I'm 29, so I only have one more year till I'm 30. But I don't have any crazy feelings about turning 30. My husband's 10 years older than me, and a lot of my friends are either older or younger. So, age is just a number, blah, blah, blah. But to a certain extent, I mean, I'm pretty happy where I am with what I've done in my life, and I look forward to having more time to study things. I'm picking up some of the Kabbalah study again because I think it would really help me add more depth to my tarot readings, particularly because I would really like to get back to using the Thoth deck more often, even though Crowley was crazy. But that's about it. Thank you again for listening. Thank you for being awesome. And thank you to anyone who's already wished me happy birthday or ordered something during my Etsy sale. I've had a few orders. Remember, 20% off. That means that my cheapest readings are now under 10 bucks, and that's 20% off of my expensive ones too. So it's a pretty good sale. I'm probably not going to be running another sale until maybe I'll run one around Rosh Hashanah. But I'm probably not going to run another one until like Halloween time. So now would be a good time to get on it. So thanks again for listening, and feel free to email me if you've got ideas about what you'd like to hear on this podcast. As I said, my next episode after this is going to be about cleaning and banishing in the home. It's going to be a longer episode than this one, don't worry. But after that, I don't know that I'm going to have a whole lot more to ramble about. Maybe I'll have gotten through this Kabbalah book because it's only like a 2-hour read. It's a small one. But I mean, I'll probably do a ramble about that. But other than that, I could really use more ideas if I'm going to be making sure I commit to this bi-monthly podcast situation. So please let me know what you'd like to hear. Hit me up on my email, antifragiletarot@gmail.com. Feel free to hit me up on Instagram too. I forget to check Instagram Messenger because I suck, but leave a comment and you can message me there. I'm also on Facebook. And again, don't forget about my Patreon. If I hit $100 a month, I'll do video readings on Patreon monthly. So, help me get there. I'm halfway there. And then you can get video readings. And apparently my video readings are fun. What again, $1 a month on my Patreon gets you access to any Patreon exclusive posts. I also have a Discord if you want to hop on and chat with me about anything. If you need help with tarot, if you're reading your own cards, I got you. For $5 a month and up, you get monthly readings. And they're actually really good deals because those same readings I charge a lot more for on my Etsy. But you're getting a discount because it's per month and not once in a blue. But even if you can't support that, just shoot me a message once in a while to let me know that you're listening because that means just as much to me as cash. I mean, yeah, I know capitalist society, maybe I can't quite use your love as currency, but you know what I mean. It makes all the difference to me to know that there's people listening. And if you ever need help with like figuring out a tarot reading you did. I love helping with that stuff, so always reach out or tag me on Insta or whatever. So, again, thank you so much. You can find me at Antifragile Tarot on pretty much everything. Oh, I am back on Twitter. Totally back on Twitter. I'm going to try to make some silly posts once in a while. Antifragile Card on Twitter, because Antifragile Tarot is too long. So, Antifragile Card on Twitter. You can at me. It's okay. Thanks again for listening. Have a witchy and or wonderful week, and I will come back to y'all on August 1st. Bye.